This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Josh from the DBCC, and I am sat here with DBCC royalty, Mr. Kevin Shurrock, who is bringing us his top three tips for how he has managed to lose a staggering 60 pounds of fat in about 3 years of training at the DBCC.
Right, stop there. First of all, he's just accused me of being an old queen. Secondly, it's 64 pounds of body fat, and it's in 2.5 years. But thank you for being so on the case, Josh.
So, Kevin, what is your first tip for losing body fat?
So, the thing you should never forget is always try the weird stuff, okay? So when they talk about fish oil working, yes it does. Coconut oil, amazing, it works. And then it gets even weirder. So if you start with Himalayan sea salt and lime juice, you will find it will kickstart you again. And all three of those things kickstarted my weight loss again. I know it's unbelievable, but I think it's true. And I'm not being paid anything for this.
And let's go for your second tip then.
So, second tip is always keep your diet under review. Even the smallest thing that you think is probably not causing you any problems can be. So one thing that I tried was stop eating bananas, which I really like bananas, and I thought they would give me stacks of energy. Stopped bananas, started losing weight again. So keep everything monitored all of the time. Ignore nothing that goes in your mouth.
I know your nutrition has evolved considerably over the years that you've been here. So how did it first start? Before you were at DBCC?
Before I started here, I was eating a lot of carbohydrate, started to become gluten-free because I am gluten intolerant, but just substituted all the really nice carbohydrates with crap gluten-free carbohydrates. Actually, when you just decide you're not going to eat carbohydrates at all in the form of cake, and bread, it really works. So that's where I started. It took a long time to take all of that out of my diet. It must have been a good 6 to 9 months.
And where did you refine it from there? So over the 60 pounds of fat loss that you've had, 64, it's not been consistent fat loss. There have been times where you've plateaued.
Yep, for sure. And the big achievement for me was getting to 45 pounds. And I thought that was it. That was a good target. And I didn't really have any expectations beyond that. But just kept refining the diet and suddenly it kicks off again. And I always say without even really trying, which is a bit bizarre. But it's funny, the more you concentrate on your diet, for me, the more focused I became on the exercise.
So it's almost like a snowball effect and... Through focusing on one thing, it actually improved other things that you weren't expecting.
Absolutely. It's all to do with mindset, as far as I'm concerned. And I suspect that most of the issues all of us have are psychological.
So what are some of the mindset things that you've actually changed? How has your mindset changed since you've been here?
What did you all say? Anybody that's trained with me or met me knows that I'm a bit disruptive, really. And that used to translate quite a lot into my training sessions. And I think, to some extent, that was a diversion for me to actually be focused on working hard. And I think the change has just been the increase in focus on what I eat and the way I train. So that now, when I train, I really put what I can up to 100% into every session. Doesn't mean to say I'm any easier to be with, but it certainly has shown incredible results.
One thing that I think in my experience has helped you was actually the heart rate based training, because it's almost a measurable way of you doing that.
I love the heart rate training because you can actually see how your body is working through the session. And what's really good is, particularly Valeria, because I've been doing heart rate training with her more than anybody else, she actually works me through that. I love it.
Good. And your third and final tip for losing body fat?
Just get the protein inside you. Protein is really good for this, and I can cut down on protein and not lose anything, and as soon as I up it again, the weight loss gets better again. So whatever it takes, keep taking the protein.
So explain to me how you eat a lot of protein during the day.
Okay, so you use the protein shakes. You can do really interesting stuff with protein shakes. Use coconut milk, lovely stuff, beautiful with the DVCC, chocolate protein. eggs is good, like eggs a lot. Eggs are used for my lunch. And eat meat. Meat's great stuff. And you can do exciting stuff with it, or just keep it simple. But the more you eat of the protein, the easier your weight loss is going to be.
Well, there you have it, guys. They are Kevin Shorrock's top three tips on how he's managed to lose over 60 pounds of fat. That is a huge, huge total. And I hope you've learned something insightful from this and can implement it with your fat loss journey. So that is Josh and Kevin from the DVCC. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.